As you know, it's all over the news. It's everywhere. The new coronavirus, COVID-19. And we want to keep everybody up to date on it. You know, what to check for, symptoms, you know, what to do in case you think you have it or if a loved one has it. And those people that are at a bigger risk. So go to our friends at the Harford County Health Department. That's harfordcountyhealth.com/coronavirus. Again, that's harfordcountyhealth.com/coronavirus. And keep up to date on everything that is going on with the COVID-19, the new coronavirus. And they also have some useful links there for more information on it. Although I'm not out there talking with everybody, I am communicating through social media and, of course, the telephone. And one of the questions that I have been asked is, what about our money? How's our money going to be in the credit union, in the banks? You know, we need to draw it all out now. We need to sell all our stocks. Everybody's worried about their money. Well, on this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I had the honor of talking to the CEO of Freedom Federal Credit Union, and he's going to put your mind at ease to let you know that your money is safe. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. Each week, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to Harford County, Maryland, and you'll learn something new that will leave you wanting more. Here is your host, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and all-around nice guy, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living. As I mentioned on the last podcast, I wanted to do some special episodes, especially because of this coronavirus, the COVID-19 that's going on. And thank God that Freedom Federal Credit Union reached out to me, because there's a lot of people that are nervous about their money in the banks and credit unions and so forth. So I have the CEO, Mike McPherson, on the line with me. And knock on wood, hopefully this is going well, because this is the first podcast that I'm doing because I'm stuck in the dungeon, can't go out, so I'm doing over the phone. So how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. I'm actually still at the office. So things are going as well as can be expected these days.
So, you know, with this virus going on, yeah, of course, I'm sure the inside's shut down, right? So people can't come inside to the credit union, correct?
Right.
But the drive-thru's open. Or is it
drive-thru? Yeah, the easiest thing to way to put it is that nothing has changed with the operation of the credit union other than a person's ability to physically come into the branch.
Okay.
There are rare or specific circumstances where an individual might need to come in because a document still requires an actual, as they call it, a wet signature.
Mm-hmm.
And those would be done by appointment only, so that they would be set up and we could control the exposure, the time limit, the situation, the environment, all that kind of stuff,
okay.
Both for the members, benefit and safety, as well as that of our staff.
Okay. Now, with this going on, what are, I guess, some of the key things that people need to know about, especially if they're still doing business with the, you know, with the credit union and they own a business or just a private account, their own account? Thank God for the mobile checking. I know that's a big plus, but what else do they need to be aware of?
Well, I think the virtual aspect of what the credit union and a lot of places will offer is a big thing. There are a lot of people that don't like to use some of the electronic services. You know, you mentioned the mobile check where you can take a picture of a check and deposit it. Obviously, we offer that, but there are people that still like to physically hand that check over and may not have signed up for that particular service. And so one of the things we've been encouraging for weeks now, every time a member calls in or every time somebody comes in, is we're looking at their account and we're asking them if they're signed up for direct deposit, for mobile payments, for online banking, for mobile banking, things along those lines, because it's a really stark reminder of there may be a need to, like we are in now, shelter in place, but it doesn't mean that you stop conducting business. It doesn't mean that your life stops as a whole, because you can still do all the things, whether it be opening account, getting a loan. We can do everything electronically. And so even if you're not someone who is comfortable or is going to use that all the time. Just having those things in place in the event of a situation like this, or just in case, is a really, really good thing. And so I can't stress that enough to our members and to the general listening public, that even if you're not going to use it all the time, it's still a good idea to have it as a backup.
Right.
Even if it's, like I said, you find yourself with a normal cold and you can't go into work, but a bill needs to be paid or a check needs to be deposited, you've got those options ahead of you.
It definitely does come in handy. One of the other things, and I've already heard a couple of people nervous about this, their money is safe in the credit union and the banks, correct?
Absolutely. This isn't that type of crisis.
Right.
Credit unions and banks, the money is secured, is insured. Banks, it's insured by the FDIC. With credit unions, it's called the National Credit Union Association. But it's the same exact type of insurance, where accounts are all insured up to $250,000. So there's no real need to worry about it. Banks are stable. They're well capitalized. It isn't that type of a situation. And I might also say that, you know, making a run on money isn't the wisest thing to do, because as people probably know and have read, money is one of the dirtiest things you can put your hands on these days.
Yeah.
And if we're worried about what we're coming in contact with and putting it in our eyes or in our noses or what have you, you don't want to be handling a lot of money. So that ability to swipe your credit card or swipe your debit card is not only a convenience, it's also a lifesaver.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And I don't think a lot of people realize that is, you know, how dirty money can be, or how dirty
sure.
it is.
You know where it's been from hand to hand. Yeah, it's from hand to hand, from place to place, from business to business.
Yep.
Michael, money is recycled. You can tell by the condition of some of the bills that you might be carrying around right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You don't know what some of those bills were used for. And now sure. I'll stick with the electronic payment or the card. It's definitely a lot safer. And the good thing with that
sure.
is, too, a lot of your because, you know, as the restaurants are doing carry out and delivery only, and a lot of them are only doing it if you pay by credit card.
Well, sure. They don't. They need to process payments efficiently. And mm-hmm. I think the other thing to add on top of that is, because I know that there's concerns about using a card more or less come to do with the hacking and things along those lines. But there are so many ways to protect yourself. The financial institutions, the credit union, you know, the cybersecurity is there. All the bells and whistles as far as monitoring your account are there, and the ability to dispute a transaction if you don't recognize it is there. So there is really a lot of protection in place for
right.
that. And again, like you say, you can go to some of these restaurants. They will be doing, some will let you come in and pick it up. Some will do a curbside situation where they're coming out and they're not going to walk back and forth with cash anyway. So again, it's just, if you just kind of transition from the tangible, touchable, physical things and start thinking more on the electronic virtual types of space, it's really no different than from the processing standpoint in a financial institution or like that. It's just something you need to get used to if you're not used to it.
Right.
One of the things that people are talking a lot about, and you've seen in the news, are deferring payments online. I've seen this posted in articles, talked about on news stations and things. You know, that's all done on a case-by-case basis, because some people can continue to make their payments.
Mm-hmm.
When you defer a payment and you put it on the back end of the loan, interest continues to accrue. So there is some, you know, something to be considered for that. We want to make sure that whatever actions are taken, that the member understands fully the pros and cons of it, you know,
yeah.
how it benefits them long term. But again, I can't stress this enough. If you're being impacted by this situation, and many of us, well, we're all being impacted in, to some extent or
yeah.
another, but to the extent that you're impacted on your finances, where you may be out of work, or you're going to be out of work, or you're having a difficulty paying things, contact your credit union, contact your lender, and talk to them about what your options are.
Yeah, and actually, I'm glad you said that too, because if people have any questions and they contact the credit union, You guys, you have a lot of people working from home, correct?
We have both. I mean, okay. we are considered an essential business.
Right.
So there are physical people in the branches working the drive-thrus, as you said, and there are people also working remotely, whether it be from an off-site location or from home, depending on what it is. What we've done is a twofold approach, and mm-hmm. one is the first thing is to ensure that we remain operationally effective and efficient and provide for our members. And the other thing is to protect the employees and the members as well. Branches are locked. You know, people aren't getting in. There's no, you know, all of the security is in place to protect the employees as well as continue to serve the members.
Which is good. So that means no matter what, if somebody calls into the credit union and has questions, they're still going to be able to speak to somebody.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, and we've always had a contact center that's open 24/7.
Right,
you'll get more of the firsthand response during normal business hours, and it'll be more limited as the hours get later. But we'll always have somebody to answer the phone if we need to get back to you the next morning. If we can resolve it right at that time, it depends on the situation at hand. It depends on what your particular need is, mm-hmm. but there's going to be somebody to talk to, and there's going to be somebody that's going to work with you through whatever that situation is.
Yeah, I guess one of the things that I, you know, found out, you know, since I became a member, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this or not, but if they go to the website, you guys have the chat as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Any way, you know, we have the online chat. You've got a telephone teller. You've got being able to reach people by telephone. You've got being able to reach the member service center by email. There's really, like I said, the only thing that changes about the credit union operation is the ability to physically get into a branch.
Right. Okay. The other thing, too, because you're already starting to see this, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, but a lot of the scams that are going on, especially if this, you know, virus. Did I hear a chuckle? So apparently you know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, I mean, it's the unfortunate side effect.
Right.
You can read a lot about all the goodness and the stuff in the world, but there are opportunists out there. There mm-hmm. are people that are going to use this to, I can't remember the specifics of it, but there was a scam, you know, when they were saying that people are being called and asking certain information in order to get a deferment or in order to get the monies that the government has been talking about sending out, and they'll start to ask for things like your Social Security number. And again, you never, never, never give your Social Security number out over the phone. There are scams. There is the potential for, you know, one of the things to think about is that while, you know, these types of situations can bring out the best in people, they also open the doors to people who want to kind of take advantage of it. And you have to worry about price gouging.
Yeah.
That's another thing. If you see, you know, what if we read articles about people selling rolls of toilet paper for $60, you know, I'd sooner be leaves for me than paying $60.
Yeah.
But the idea is that it's just, as much as you want to and should believe in the positive side of things, you just have to beware and don't let this particular situation, this pandemic, take away from all the stuff that you've heard, you know, for years now about what your credit union will ask for over the phone,
right,
what you should be providing over the phone. Prior to this, there have been sweetheart scams and elder abuse and all this kind of thing. It doesn't change. It may make it more relevant because they're using this particular situation, and so you think it's something new, and it's not but underneath it's the same old scam. So we haven't experienced anything firsthand here right now, but
that's,
I think,
good.
It's always good for people to be cognizant of the idea that nothing changes. I think that's really a message that's important to drive home.
Yeah.
For the most part, things aren't really changing. Yes, we've got the shelter in place, and we've got the self quarantines. We've got, you know, not gathering in large groups. But I'm talking about the common sense approaches that you've known up until this day still apply.
Right.
Common sense will get you through 99% of the time.
Any advice for any small businesses out there that may need some help?
Well, for us, we have a lot of business members and business members that have loans with us. So I'll reiterate the idea of, you know, contacting us, contacting your credit union mm-hmm. to determine where you stand, what would be in your best interest. But the Small Business Administration does have disaster relief assistance. So it's best to call the Small Business Administration to see what else they can do. The credit union can do one thing as far as, you know, low interest loans or more dramatic things that maybe the government is offering, especially for small businesses. It's best to check out all of your resources. Don't just rely on one. Make all the phone calls. It is your livelihood. It is your small business. It is what you've worked your entire life to build. Mm-hmm. And so you want to take advantage of all the resources that are out there to help you protect that business. We're one part of that.
Okay. And for, well, businesses and, you know, people that belong to the credit union, is there emails or anything, newsletter, something they can subscribe to so they're constantly being updated on everything?
Well, yeah, we send out, we've been sending out regular emails. Obviously, when they open accounts, we get their email addresses. So we're emailing them. I can always refer to people to ensure, like I said, that they've got all of our e-services set up, the online statements and the online banking. Obviously, they can go to our website. You know, we have a coronavirus page like most places do.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, I've sent out a personal message to members, sent out another thing on my, I have a, what I call the Freedom Philosophy page or a CEO
right.
blog, that I updated recently just as a means of kind of putting things into perspective. It's not any great, you know, epiphany, but it's a perspective of what we're seeing or what I'm seeing, and helping members, kind of look at this in a light that will help them realize that when we've talked for years about being their financial partner,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't stop because there's a crisis. In fact, we ramp that up as much as we can, but we've always been there for our members to work through them the best way we can in ways that will benefit them, as well as their credit union. I mean, credit
right.
unions are a cooperative. Credit unions thrive off of and grow off of the interaction between members. And so anything that we do for our members impacts, you know, a member or two, impacts all of our members. So every decision that we make is not only to benefit that particular credit union, but to keep their credit union strong so that we will be here for another 60-some years like we have been. You know, we've been around since 1953, so, you know, we plan on being around forever and continuing to grow with our members, and being a partner with them is the only way to do that.
Right.
Their experience matters to us. And we want to make that the best one possible, regardless of the situation. And it doesn't have to be just in a national crisis. That's day to day, month to month, year after year. Talk to us, work with us, and we'll see what we can help you through to the next level. Whether it's, you know, whether it's a deferred payment, whether it's a special loan. You know, we've repriced and done things like we're offering what we call our anything loan. We've always touted it as, you know, it's there for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're pretty much experiencing anything right now.
Exactly.
But, you know, you can get that loan and with no payments for 90 days. So you can, it can tide you over, and it can, you won't have to worry about making that payment. But there's options out there that I won't use this as an opportunity as a sales piece or, you know, to do anything other than to promote the idea that talk to us and talk to your financial institution. If you're not a member of Freedom, obviously some of the listeners may not be, but it doesn't preclude the idea that you should still reach out to those that you, where you have your money, to whom you owe money, and find out what options there are. Because the one thing that you have to remember is that we aren't the only ones going through this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the country is going through this, and so that's why you see the government and the National Credit Union Administration and the economists. Everybody is is looking for resolutions to protect the citizens.
Exactly.
And to protect the small business owner. So there's a lot of, there's more and more leeway. Most of the times we're limited by regulations, and those regulations are easing to some extent in certain areas that allow us to do more for our members.
And, you know, with that said too, especially now that some people are getting their income tax in, those people that aren't members, they can still open an account during this time, correct?
They can do that online.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Perfect.
And you don't even need really any money to open the account online. To be a member of the credit union, it takes a dollar. That's
okay.
Your share of the membership. That's how you own a piece of the credit union, because remember, the credit unions are member-owned.
Mm-hmm.
But everything can be done online. And I would encourage anybody who has been fortunate enough to already have their taxes filed to be getting a refund, to put that in like a rainy day fund. Keep that aside. Don't necessarily spend it the way you might have originally thought. Talk to somebody that can plan out to give you the best options for it, whether it's paying down something or just keeping it for a rainy day situation. It's time to really think about what do I do with the little extra cash
right.
that I might have in hand, or not do.
Right. You got anything to add?
No, I just think for the most part, the idea is to be vigilant, heed the advice that we're getting as far as taking care of ourselves. Remember that the credit union is here for you to answer your questions, to help you through this time. But ultimately, it comes down to each one of us to do what's right for each other. And as long as we do that, you know, I won't sound all cliche and say we're all going to get through this together, but the reality of the situation is, this is a tremendously unifying and clarifying moment in time. And
right.
how we respond to this is going to define us in the future. So I think we can, if you have any questions, reach out to your credit union people, whatever it may be. And if we don't have the answer, we may be able to defer you to someone else. We have partnerships with companies in the area, financial planners, and other such resources that if you're looking for them, you can find them on our website, or you can talk to somebody at the credit union. But we're here to help as much as we are to serve. So anything that we can do to help everybody get through this is really the objective.
Perfect. Mike, thanks again. And, you know, of course, stay safe. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again.
Same to you and to all the listeners out there. Be safe. Be well.
Thanks. I'd like to remind everybody, please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And please leave a review. You know, whatever source you listen to it on, leave a review for us. This way we know what to talk about in the future, what guests to have on. And if you have any suggestions, also let me know as well. And I also want to remind everybody, if you go to buymeacoffee.com/Harco Living, you can buy me a coffee. Well, you're not really buying me a coffee. You're just making a donation to help me keep this podcast going. And also what I want to do is for any businesses or organizations out there that are basically having problems, if you're troubled by this coronavirus that's going around, contact me. Let me know how I can help you, help your business or organization to stay open. That's the last thing we want to do is we don't want to see any businesses close or organizations shut down. So if I can help in any way, please let me know.